Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, your prosperity gurus, Christine Marie and Julie.
Just a little funny today because my throat's just weird. You know, I wouldn't say he doesn't have a sore throat, but just funny.
Understand that?
Mm-hmm. You do?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I've been. I don't want to focus on it because I really feel blessed this year so far.
Yeah, I'm not focusing on it either.
Yeah, every time I've had a little twinge, I just take a lot of vitamin C, do a little. This little of that, and it's like, okay, it's
mm-hmm.
gone.
You got your alchemy going.
I got my alchemy going. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I take a little C, a little Akai. I take my CoQ10. I've got some really great immune products that I take.
Yes, you do.
That's really been helpful to me over these last year. So.
And I promised to up my ante on those too. I like to make the intention of doing that.
All right, that's great. So, good morning, girlfriend.
Good morning.
How was your day yesterday?
You know, it's interesting.
Is it?
Yeah. It really
That's
no.
That's not the code word, right? It's not code word interesting.
It was my dad's birthday.
That's right.
And, it was so funny because the way I intended it to go in the morning looked nothing like it had went the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it was a very sweet day. You know, I thought it was, you know, he got called into work during
the
show.
Yeah, but we expected him to stay, he's going to be home, and we thought that. And,
yeah.
And then during the show, he came into your room upstairs, and he came and down, and he was making this movement, like a circular movement. I just thought he was, like, doing the dance of joy. I really did.
Right. No, me too. I go, I didn't know if he was saying I'm crazy. You know, what you're saying is nuts. He says, no, it was a circular motion for the windmill.
He got called into work.
He got called into work.
And we were going to go on a road trip or do something, but we ended up really having to just run a lot of errands, and it kind of made like a little buffer afternoon.
Right, and then... it was so interesting. I'm like, well, you know, I was going to make a really nice breakfast for dinner. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love when I have a nice breakfast for dinner,
mm-hmm.
you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I was going to do that, and I just thought.
And you got him a little bitty mini birthday cake.
I got him a little mini birthday cake, mm-hmm. yes, because this is a time of year when all of our things happen. So by Dad's birthday, we're like. Tired of cake.
You're like crapped out. Right.
So here
it's
you go.
It's just the beginning.
Exactly. No. And so I was gonna. I just go. You know, I'm gonna see if they want. You know, Texas Roadhouse. And you guys did, and I, which was great, because I go, well, then I'm gonna use it as a time to, my boyfriend's sister's in the hospital, and we were gonna get her car, and I intended to do that at the same time. And then her car broke down.
Oh, my God, I know. I was like, freak me out.
I know. It's just so. But it broke down in the best place it could break down, you know, and you know, not too far from the dealership. So I think it's already got towed there, and
mm-hmm.
it's all good. But it was interesting because, really, this is what being in flow is all about, because my day didn't turn out anyway. I got a ticket in the mail, which was awesome.
Yeah,
I got a check in the mail,
yes,
and that was awesome, awesome, awesome. I couldn't be any happier with that.
It was a nice one, too.
It was a nice size check. I was like, woohoo, you know.
Maybe
that's
all
so awesome.
Today get unexpected money either in the mail or through the internet.
Yes.
May we all do that. I'm just putting it out there right now.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. That's so great. So I had a lot of wins yesterday, and I chose to stay in the flow. And knowing that this is what allowing is all about, because I intend my day and didn't look anything like it. I was busy the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And but yet at the end of my night, I could say it was a very, very sweet, successful day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm drinking. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine.
Again, I've got this throat thing, so.
No problem. No problem. And I appreciate you because you do so well. You had to take your Muscle Milk in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I can't stand the taste of that Muscle Milk. I do, only,
oh,
because, only because it, I can taste the coconut,
mm-hmm.
and that's the only reason why. But otherwise, it's a great product. Wonderful product.
Yeah. So today we're going to be talking about, it says here in the description,
mm-hmm.
the 10-point checkup for creating true prosperity.
Yes. What I want to do is, I've been working with some clients, and you know, even with myself, you know, there are times where I find, if I will catch myself going, you know, I'm not practicing what I'm thinking, or I'm in a cycle of negativity.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I wanted to come up, and a lot of these points are with Elise Hope Killerman. We adore her, and using these.
It's
points.
Actually her. It's Killerman.
Killerman. Killerman.
No, Killerman. Yeah.
Killerman.
Mm-hmm. Well, Elise Hope Killerman.
And I call her Killerman. Killerman.
You know, you did it yesterday too, and I thought, well, if she says it again, I'm going to actually have to say.
Please.
Yeah.
Please. And it's so funny.
I'm going to be sucking some lozenges now because.
That's no problem.
Okay.
I'll just take over and.
Okay. I just want to let everybody know. So you hear me, like, you know, I just, because I got this throat thing and.
Yeah.
And I want to participate today.
Good. Good. Okay, so we're going to talk about these 10 core points of creating prosperity. But what I like to call these 10 points is just your checkup. You know, are you, where are you at? A scale from 1 to 10 in first believing this,
mm-hmm.
and then using this, and then really feeling it
mm-hmm.
deep down in your core.
Right, because prosperity consciousness truly is an inside out job.
It really is.
We all think that, oh, if I got the money, if I win this, or whatever happens, then I feel prosperous, and we now know the laws of the universe work just the opposite.
Right.
You know, it's an inside out job.
Yes.
And that's why these checkup points are so important.
Exactly. You know, I'm going to throw one thing out there real quick, and I'm going to make an attention to everybody on the radio show today and to you, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
There's about 5 things that I would call that are on my annoyance list that I have not dealt with,
mm-hmm.
and today I'm going to do it.
Are you calling it an annoyance list?
Yeah. It's those things that aren't big enough that you have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they really, when you see it, you're like, oh, that annoys me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, I have to do, okay, I got that.
You know, and so they zap your energy slightly,
mm-hmm.
but not so much that you feel like you have to take care of it right away.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, I hate those things.
Yeah, and one thing is all of our clocks are wrong. And that bugs me. And it used to
honestly,
not bug
that
me.
That has been happening. In my bedroom, we have 2. They're getting faster and faster and faster. It's very weird.
Right. And, like, in the living room clock stopped, and the one in the dining room is slow, and I'm like, today's a day. I'm going to make sure they're all synced up.
Time
yes.
is on my side.
Yes, and I'm going to deal with this plant issue in the Four Seasons room because one needs more watering and pull out some of the dead things and that would make me feel very happy if I can get those things done today.
Okay.
So those are my little annoyance things. I'm sure we all have them.
Right.
And if, you know, pick one today that can easily be done. And
we've got to put on our list, too, GoDaddy or Register.com.
Yes.
They're starting to annoy me major time.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay.
That sounds good.
You're going to go there, girlfriend.
I'm going to go there. I got to take everything.
That's
on.
Right.
Everybody's on list.
That's
I'll
right.
I'll take care of it. Okay. Here we go. So number one. Your outer manifestation always mirrors what is going on inside you. When I reviewed this last night,
mm-hmm.
I thought to myself,
Aw.
No.
No, really?
Yes,
okay.
Because truly, because I thought I'm going, and this totally, I mean, I realized I needed to review this.
Because
mm-hmm. I know this stuff. I know it. And, like, I've allowed my office to look schizophrenic too long.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, this is a day I start dealing with that.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of this week, it'll be resolved. And it'll be an office of peace and joy.
Right.
And here's the thing.
And you can set your attention. You can set your intention for that, that it looks. Because, again, what you focus on expands. And so I would start out by focusing on the good things in that office first.
Oh, there's tons of good stuff
in
the office.
Yeah.
And mostly it's got a great core. I mean, the core of my office works perfectly for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's just I've had a lot of stuff to it that needs to be worked through.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a plan on how to deal with that, and I just need to start that process, you know, just get it done.
Good.
And so So I thought that was very interesting. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, your outer manifestations always mirror what is going on inside you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there anything that you're seeing?
Well, I mean, I just think it's just it's exactly what we talk about with the great cosmic mirror.
Yes.
You know, I mean, what's going on inside you is, you know, you are a reflection of your feelings.
Yes.
And, there's no judgment there. You know, we all are feeling beings. And that's why we intentionally intend to move on that, up on that scale when we're feeling low, because we know that the universe gives us back. And so it makes perfect sense to me that if you have schizophrenic feelings about what's going on in your office, and then that's what it looks like.
Well, and you're exactly right. I've been working on this. It's sort of like to clean it up would be like putting a Band-Aid on it.
Right. And I know you've told me that.
You know, it's
could you just clean up? No, I've got to get to the basics of this.
I have to be aligned with it, and then therefore it will be a cure, not a Band-Aid.
Yes. And I'm like, can I have a Band-Aid, please?
Yes, please, can I have a Band-Aid?
I like to wear blinders when I go past that.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
I know, I'm talking in hyperbole again, but...
No, I don't care.
Okay.
It's, you know, you're the writer, you know.
I am the writer. I get to do that. I get to talk in extremes.
Yes.
Should we go to number two?
Yes, they said. When you change your inner programming, the external results will change accordingly.
So simple.
Yes.
So sweet.
And when we talked about this yesterday, and if people didn't hear the show yesterday, go to it. Look at the archive. It was about the process to incrementally change your vibrational state with a belief.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great way of changing your inner programming if you're struggling with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about affirmations yesterday about how sometimes if they're not even close to being in alignment with us, they just slide off of us.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times it can make us feel even more conflict.
Which happened to me, you know, years and years ago.
Right. Like, oh.
I would, you know, do an affirmation. I'm like, I would be so angry by the time I was doing it. Like, how dare you tell me that,
exactly.
that I'm abundant, that the universe is on my side. How
dare
you?
Does it not know my life?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't even believe that was me. I just feel like I got there step by step, really, you know.
Right.
And I'm so, so grateful. Oh, my God.
But,
so can we talk about the word programming? Because,
please.
You know, I mean, it's you hear it in so many levels. But, I mean, our beliefs are programmed into us.
Yes.
We weren't born with them. I don't believe. Maybe some past life stuff. I don't know. But we really learned them. And... honestly, and legitimately learned them from our relatives, our parents, you know, kids at school, you know, all this stuff. And so that's the good news, because even though they may not work, you know, for you anymore, they were learned and therefore they can be unlearned. And then you begin the process. And as with all processes, everything begins by becoming more and more conscious.
Right.
You become more consciously aware that, wait a minute, I'm thinking a negative thought right now.
Yes.
I've been dying to talk about this truth, but, you know, the truth versus a lie thing, you know.
We should talk about that today.
Yeah, but I don't know if this is the right time. But,
no.
You know, you'll decide when
okay.
the time, yeah.
But, you know, I love the word programming as well, because it still gives you power. It still gives you this belief, which I believe
mm-hmm.
that, you know, yes, law of attraction is in everything we do.
Mm-hmm.
And then it moves on to the law of deliberate creation.
Right, yay.
And that's why
I'm
so drawn to this stuff.
Right.
Because in the past, years ago, since my mom's a psychotherapist, we've always been good at talking about our feelings.
That's right.
And sometimes I'd be on an issue for months.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't have to have that that much time. I mean, it's good
to
you
could be on an issue for a month and really just, you know, wailing it all out there, and nothing would change for you.
Nothing would change.
And I mean you, me, you know, that's how we dealt with it.
Yeah.
And we're not, we're still not saying, you know, your feelings are, I mean, it's important to legitimately feel your feelings. And it's equally important to say, I take responsibility because I know now that I am attracting at that feeling level.
Yes.
So if there's steps that I can take that legitimately, organically raise my vibration, I want to do them.
Yes.
I want to do them, girlfriend.
Okay, so one was your outer manifestation always mirrors what's going on inside you, the cosmic mirror. We love that. And then two, your inner programming is the external results. If you change your inner programming, the exterior will change accordingly.
Absolutely.
Now, number three, if you don't have something that you want, it is because you are not energetically mind, body, soul aligned with it.
You know, it's hard to tell somebody, you know, like, I really want this. And I'd say, well, you know, if you were, and I say, I'm really aligned with this. Like, well, if you were truly aligned, you'd have it.
Yes.
It's not just for you. It's a universal law. It's like, it's totally, you know, non-judgmental.
And here's where I go with the subtle differences, the subtle energetic differences. Because you can be aligned with something and not have it yet. But the universe.
Very good. Very good.
The universe is working its magic to get you what you want. And you're in the process, you're being, you're doing, you're having. You're being energetically aligned. Your thoughts, your feelings, emotions are aligned. And it may not show up yet physically.
Right.
And so here's what the subtle differences are. You have to connect with those and really say, okay, am I aligned truly with what I want?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where meditation comes into place, and visualization and journaling and, and saying, am I sabotaging myself?
Well, and also this is where faith comes in.
Yes.
I mean, if you are aligned mind, body, and soul, then you're in that period that we call buffer time.
Yes.
Dun, da, da, da. Buffer time. It's just not there yet, you know. And we have a great story about bamboo.
Yes. Well, bamboo's a great plant. I don't know the specifics, you know, the numbers, but I know that, you know, before it even breaks ground, before it even, you know, sprouts, it takes a long time.
Yeah.
And then once it breaks through the ground, it, like, shoots up amazingly.
Like 80 feet.
Yeah. Something crazy.
Something incredible, yeah. And that really is in nature, it's a model of buffer time.
Right.
Where, you know, that the universe is, I mean, really working in your favor, orchestrating everything, and you're like, where is it? When's it coming? When's it? And actually, if you're saying, when's it coming, you're really in what I call resistance. So.
Right. And that's where it's important to do the be, do, have, and check in. Am I vibrationally aligned? And you can honestly say, well, okay, I'm getting closer and closer, you know. Which, you know, buffer time, Mom, it works for us in so many different ways. In the sense of this, like, let's say you've achieved something that you're energetically aligned with your new higher self, and then all of a sudden, things start creeping in. You're thinking more and more negativity, you know, And here's where buffer time comes in and works for you again. If you're picking up on this stuff and you're aware of your vibrational state, you have more than enough time to refocus and realign before you manifest the negative side.
That's great, yeah.
And so I'm like, yay!
That's good. It does work in your favor.
So
absolutely.
Even though we want to manifest things instantaneously, if we did, it would have to be the opposite as well, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you know, how many times, you know, I mean, our brains are crazy brains. I mean, we think a lot of things. I mean, there have been times in my life I'm a spy, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Also, too, we flow energy all the time, but we flow an amalgam of energy.
Yes. Oh.
We flow from, you know, many different conscious levels, but also subconscious levels.
Right.
So, you know, that's why you want all the time that you, you know, that's
right.
why you're happy to have the buffer time.
Right.
So what's the next one, girlfriend?
If you have something in your life that you don't want, it's because right now you are in an energetic alignment with it.
Whoa.
Yes.
I know, it can be hard to swallow.
It can be hard to swallow.
Because as much as we want things in our lives, there are a handful of things that we that are in our lives that we don't want.
Yes.
And like, get away from me. No, I don't want that in my life. But evidently, you have to, you know, it's just like, you know, facing the music and like, okay,
yes.
how am I in energetic alignment to this?
And
I like to think of a good example for that right now, but.
Well, I mean, I can tell you my office is a good example of that. You know, I mean, it's a simple, you know, example. I have lots of mixed messages in my office, and because I think internally.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I get it now. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, but here is a nutshell, and this is why we're so into not using law of attraction as beating yourself up,
right.
and really allowing buffer time to take care of this stuff. And that's Miss Molly today. She's a little talker. Anyway, if you could be in the process of aligning with your new self and still have some of the residue of what you don't want. And that's why I always say I created this. Oh, look what I created.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, okay, I was in line with this. I take responsibility because if I take responsibility, then I can change it.
Mm-hmm.
And I use
and
it
also
as
if
contrast.
And if you take responsibility for that, you can take responsibility for the good things you're creating.
For all the good things.
Mm-hmm.
I remember asking one of our mentors, Christy Whitman, you know, if there was a time in her life that she felt like she won the lottery. And she says, when I see my son playing with his father, I look and I go, look what I created. And I go, there you go. She looks at her family and takes ownership. It's like, look what I created.
Look what I created.
And if you know, and you go, wow.
And she takes full responsibility that she's like, I manifested this. I did the magnetizing this.
Yes.
And then, you know, and you look on it and you go, look what I created.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing.
Right. And so there's something in your life that you did not want this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, own it.
Look what I created. And I can do better.
And it may just be showing me contrast for my bigger and higher well-being.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, number five. Whether you want something you do not have or you have something that you do not want, when you learn to consciously shift your energy, you will attract totally different results.
That's pretty straightforward. Yeah.
You know, I love this one. The laws of the universe are totally clear and absolutely consistent.
Yes.
Yay.
Well, I wrote a little bit on my blog the other day because when we did our show on Friday night, we had a lot of people that were saying, you know, is my man cheating on me? I wanted to know if my man's cheating on me. And I was like, and I started to think about it. But, you know, the law of attraction is so faithful 100% of the time, 24/7 or 31. As we like to say,
yes,
you can count on it. You know, you can, and the law of attraction is always listening to you, always listening to your feelings.
Right.
Now, where are you going to find a man like that, right?
Oh, you know what? Isn't the truth?
Uh-huh.
I loved it when we talked about, or when you brought this idea of having relationships with a lot of aspects of our own life. Having, you know, creating and developing a relationship with money or dollars.
Yes.
You know, and really developing this relationship with the law of attraction or with your vibrational state.
I mean, you know, I mean, I really develop a relationship with it, get to know it, you know, entertain it.
Yes.
I mean, we definitely entertain the negatives in our life, don't we? We set up the nice little room with a candles and cheap wine and hors d'oeuvres and, you know, sad music. And we entertain all the, you know, the sad, knocks on the door, Mr. Victim, Mr. Pity comes in and, you know, like, oh, step into my parlor. We're going to talk.
Right.
And we're going to cry. You know? And so you do that. You entertain those. Might as well, you know, set the set the station, do the happy dance, and do the cabbage patch, and raise the roof, and step back, moonwalk, do all that stuff, and entertain the good thoughts, the good feelings.
For sure.
Did I get off track?
Not at all. No, I was just thinking about something. Yeah. I mean, you know, the laws of the universe are totally clear and absolutely consistent. And, you know, like, I had been getting signs. Like, you know, we all have these, we're part of things that charge your credit card automatically, right? We all are. That's the new world. And I, for like the last week and a half, I've been, had this thought, check this one. I know you don't want to do it anymore. Check this, check this. And a day I got charged again for it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, here it is.
It happened with me, with GoDaddy. I didn't want it. And can I tell you how I feel like that?
I know.
How am I in alignment with that? Oh, my God.
Well, and here's the thing. We had been talking about going through that stuff before.
Mm-hmm.
And those are on your annoyance list, right? And
yeah.
they're not so they're not so bad that you have to take care of it ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is one it's good to, you know, first cut yourself some major slack.
I'm not cutting myself. It makes me so mad. Does I sound like a pirate right now? Like,
Well, you know what? When you realize those incidentals can cost $1,000 a year.
Yeah.
You know.
And I'm gonna be watching that stuff from now. I'm really taking charge. That's.
But then I go like this. Though that money is just in circulation.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes to paying other people's salaries.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes into, you know, other circulation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a way of where you place it. You know?
All right.
Okay.
Can we talk about prosperity postcards for a second?
Yeah,
let's change my vibration. You talk about it because my voice is bad to take over.
No problem. Well, no, I mean, one quick way of changing your point of attraction is, you know, our prosperity postcards. You know, it's a daily download. It comes in the morning. It's like 1.5 to 3 minutes long. And it just talks about one topic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way of really, really
getting in alignment with your good.
Yeah, so go to prosperitypostcards.com and sign up for them. They're free, which is great.
Come on.
And we've already had people tell us how great it is.
F to the R to the double E, they're free.
They're
free. That's my rap. Okay. F to the R to the E, free.
To the double E, okay.
I guess that creative license, right?
Yeah. You are the writer. You get to do that.
Yes, that's right.
You know, and it was great because I've already had several people tell me how wonderful they are.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
So it's an exchange. I'm giving and I'm also receiving.
You
so
bet.
I feel really
good
about that. So, okay, next one. This is something from Abraham Hicks. It's just the three ways of quickly, you know, changing your point of attraction. Get clarity about what you want, number one. So if you're seeing contrast, it shows you clearly what you want, you know, to align your energy with it. And three, commit to receiving it, and it will be yours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Come on. First of all, even the number one, get clarity about what you want. I'm going to tell you, years ago, I remember people saying, well, what do you want? And I go, well, I know what I don't want.
Right.
I mean, that's where my consciousness was. And I thought I was pretty, you know, I mean, I was pretty smart and all this, but I could tell you exactly what I didn't want, but could I tell you what I wanted? And now I can't even, I mean, I can't hardly find what I don't want. You know,
right.
Really, that's focused out, you know, how focused I am about it.
Well, and then, I mean, here's it. It's a three-point thing, and all of our work is done about this stuff, you know, how to get clear on what you want.
Mm-hmm.
I still have people coming to me and telling me after we've focused on stuff, this all happened. I do not want any of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, well, guess what? Now you're going to have to tell me and focus on all the things that you have that you want. You know, if you're there, it's not possible.
It really is shifting your energy in a major, major way. And the idea of committing to receiving it, let's really let that land, people of America, in our hearts.
Yeah.
Because how many times we're like, well, you know, the clock's ticking away. It's not here yet. It's not here yet. We're focused on what's not happening. We're not. And so if you've really committed, if you're really resting in faith and in trust, you could let that part go, couldn't you?
You can. You can let it go. And, wow, there are times, though, I mean, where I've been at, you know, everybody knows I have several businesses, and one I chose to close down because it just wasn't performing. And
I mean, I think that you can say that's true, but I think the bigger issue was that you really were not.
I was not aligned with it at all.
Mm-mm.
I mean, no, it wasn't performing. But I look back now and I thank God, my source, because I wasn't aligned with it. It was really far away, and things weren't. It was always quite difficult, and I would try. I would actually force my alignment, and you can only do that for so long before things start wearing and tearing on you.
I know. Can I tell you? I still every day I bless that the brave heart in you for doing that, because I just think that was a major thing for you to do, and it was so courageous and so brave.
Oh, I appreciate that. And it certainly has opened up more creative juices.
For you,
yes. Because
And I think that's where your schizophrenia in your office comes, because you're still dealing with some of the past residue.
That's
well,
exactly
right.
That's exactly right. So I have this dual, this feeling. And here it is. It's like once I chose, made a decision, and it just happened in an instant, the decision. I mean, because I was still going back and forth, can I make it work?
Mm-hmm.
Love to make it work. And then I go, what really do you want? What really do you want? And then once you figure that out, you have to then align with your decision.
And, when you aligned with that decision, did it not happen like in 24 hours?
Yeah, it literally happened
fastest,
in 6 hours.
Yeah.
It was
the fastest thing ever.
Yeah, things that I felt I could rely on weren't there, and things I was focusing on other areas of my life opened up.
Once you made the decision, the universe really came in and swooped in.
Exactly.
And provided so much information for you.
And like I said, but I still have residue of how to deal with that.
Yes.
And it's so nice because that's working itself out too. Is it nice and clean? No, but it's getting there. You know, there's places in the area where it's like, okay, yeah, this will all work out. This is all going to be okay. And now I'm focusing on what I really want and truly put my energy there. I'm also more aligned.
Mm-hmm.
What helped me decide all this too was when Abraham Hicks in that CD, The Vortex, The New Vortex.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers are always amazing to me.
I love
11.
It. I know. This is like goosebumps.
Yeah.
Really quickly.
So on the 11th chapter, on the 1 minute 11 seconds, Abraham Hicks was talking about this idea that, you know, yes, you can make anything work out, but it may require, but if it started not out of alignment, but or not like, if it started and you're not really aligned with it in the beginning, it may require so much creativity that it just isn't worth it.
Creative energy.
It may take so much creative energy that it just isn't worth it.
And when Abraham said those words.
Right. Because I realized that this store was
your
not
energy
started.
Like,
ah!
Your energy just aligned immediately.
I mean, we had thoughts way when we first opened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I didn't have this. I didn't have all this teaching then.
Mm-mm.
And here is a nutshell. I go, wow, I can see how my life is flowing a certain way. And if I focused and if I told my story based on this part, it may look kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But my full story, the story that I focus on, is this lovely weaving of this quilt, and how every stitch brought me to a different stitch. And I'm not the writer, so this metaphor is coming to me, but it's not being said clearly.
Every stitch brought you to a new stitch?
Yeah, I don't know if that even makes sense, but I saw my life as this tapestry.
Yes, it is. Well, the mother, the divine feminine, said you are the great weaver.
Oh, that's true. She did say that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What did she say yesterday to you, too? Anything?
She said just keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
Keep working. Things are going to change fast, but don't become idle. Just keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? There's something to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes if there's no right action that you can see, but if you're aligned with what you really want, doing something will lead to something else.
That's right. It's just it's like an energetic offering.
Mm-hmm.
You're just keeping moving.
Right.
Keeping it flowing.
Okay, number eight.
Number eight, yeah.
Simply knowing something on an intellectual level gives you very little power.
True.
When you take a truth and internalize it so that it becomes who you really are on a cellular level,
amen,
you will radiate that truth outwardly, and your entire experience of life will be changed.
Whoa, okay. I mean, we've all met really smart people, right?
Yes.
That know stuff on an intellectual level.
Right.
But it doesn't, and we've known people who just like, you know, hey, they're, you know, they're, we don't consider them brain surgeons, but they're really working their lives because they internalize what
yeah.
they know. They get aligned with it really fast, and then they become on a cellular level, you know.
And what I noticed about those some of those people, too, is that they don't have the internal chit-chat of like, oh, this can't work. This
yeah.
isn't going to work. This isn't going to
yeah.
work. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I like your idea of the dimmer switch, you know, like
yeah.
except I say, like on that internal chit-chat, you know, where you're just going back and forth, you know, like take the dimmer switch. It's like, tone it down.
Yep.
Like
yep.
a radio dial. You
exactly.
know, turn the volume
exactly.
down. You don't need it.
So, I mean, I like, you know, I know that I am just capable as the next person of creating abundance in my life. And I'm developing that belief internally more
mm-hmm.
and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm allowing my light to shine more and more and more. So, okay, number 9. The fastest way to block your efforts to create the life you love is to get caught up in the negative energy spiral.
Wow. We've all been there.
Yeah. Any action taken from a place of lack, fear, anxiety, poor self-esteem, separation, scarcity, consciousness, will be motivated action, pushing fear and discomfort away, and will be counterproductive.
You know what I want to add to that?
Yes.
Besides those, if you're taking action from a place of fear, lack, anxiety, low self-worth, separation, scarcity, kind of. How do you feel? I want to add anger.
Oh, yeah.
We were dealing with someone the other day who was really, really angry.
Yes.
And I was, you know, I know that's higher up on the scale in terms of the Abraham Hicks scale than these
only
other
the, only the, yes, only the respect from being like it's outward instead of inward.
Correct. But I just felt like this woman is not going to attract, you know, anything
right.
that she wants in her life with this kind of anger.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that she, you know, she didn't own it, and, you know, that you're, you know, listen, you can own your own anger. That's fine. But
right.
it was like she was definitely married to it at this point. She was
right.
not letting it go.
No.
Know?
And here it is. I mean, from victimhood, anger is good. From despair, anger is good. As long as you know that you want to head toward a little bit better feelings. And, you know, wouldn't it be lovely to believe that I could feel a little bit closer to hopefulness? And when I feel hopefulness enough, things will start moving in the right direction. You'll see it more clearly.
Yes, yes.
You know, this is why it's so important that no matter what decision you make in your life, the least you can do is align with it.
Yes.
Because I'll tell you, no decision is wrong.
No
decision is
just
wrong.
Just like there's no energy is wrong. Energy
no.
is just energy, and it's how we filter it.
Right.
And so you make a decision, at least be on your own side with it.
Yeah.
Put your big girl panties on and align with it.
Right, exactly.
I made this decision, and don't go back and forth
yeah.
and back and
back
forth.
Back and forth. Oh, I wish
no.
I would have. No.
no.
Just align with it.
Right.
And then move on.
Yeah.
And focus on.
Start trusting that process in your life.
Yes. And I will tell you, I mean, look at Donald Trump. We know that he's been... You know, he has money, right, dollars, whatever. But there have been times, not in a distant past, that he has not had as much capital as he does now.
Mm-hmm.
And he may have less now than he did, you know, 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if he allowed himself to focus on those times when, you know, everything was, you know, not doing well,
mm-hmm.
or his casinos were not
mm-hmm.
doing well and producing,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of a sudden he could get stuck there. But because there's so
yeah.
many other things going on,
yeah.
it's like, okay, this is going on. How do I fix it, change it, work
right.
it,
well,
align with my new decision?
I was reading in one of some of the philosophers' notes or something that
yeah.
rich people, when they have something that comes into their lives that, you know, is not working and they can tell, they get rid of it faster than normal people. You know, we
yeah.
go, here's what we go. Oh, we put so much money in it already. We invested this. You know, maybe it'll turn
out. Oh, my gosh, have I said that before.
Can you feel the difference?
Yes.
Whereas rich people go, nope, not working, you know, I'm not in alignment, it's not, get it away. Sister.
Right.
But most normal people go, oh, my God, I've invested so much time, so much energy, I want to make this thing work. you know what? We could all use a little bit of that, you know,
clearing energy.
Yeah, that just goes whoop. Swoop it out.
And it's not a mistake. It just is. It just shows contrast.
Yeah.
I mean,
see, because we do feel flawed though, and therefore have kind of low self-esteem issues, we think of it as you know, something bad toward us, you know.
Right, and then you go, you know, you think about our greatest inventors, and how they just didn't create the light bulb on the first try.
I know Edison said something like, "I just knew, you know, 900 ways not to do it. I didn't call it failure.
I didn't call it failure." Because if they did, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
When Jack Canfield told us why he felt like he won the lottery, you know, he said, you know, I had 140 rejections before my first yes for publishing my book.
I mean, would you have gone through 140 publishers? I probably wouldn't have. I'm going to tell you the truth.
I wouldn't have back then. Mm-hmm. I may now.
Now you might. You know,
if I'm aligned with my work, if it wasn't hurting me, if I was aligned with my work and aligned that I was just searching for the right person, I'd have to really become in alignment, and I'd have to focus on other stuff as well.
Oh yeah, you got to keep on moving.
You got to keep on moving.
Yeah,
you know, and so forth. So okay, the number 10.
Yay!
The fastest way to propel yourself towards the manifestation of your dream is to 1, learn the intricacies of the universal laws.
And boy, you can't do that overnight, can you?
Nope. The subtle differences. You know, it's amazing the differences between feeling slightly lack and feeling abundant.
Consciously line up your energy with what you want.
Yes.
And then
take
action.
Positive, flowing, enthusiastic action. Mom, I love it when you say sometimes the initial action is just that you feel passion.
Yes.
For what you want to do.
Yes.
You know, action from a place of inspiration, pulling your good towards you rather than motivation.
Now, can you feel that? Like, here you are, and I just picture that, you know, like we're big attraction beings.
Yes.
We're magnets. Can you imagine just turning your magnet on, flowing it out into the universe, and attracting that thing, those molecules out there that are in, you know, arranged in a certain 3D way, and you just start attracting them to you.
Yes. And
let's just do that right now. Let's attract dollars.
And I also use this as a point of, like, my future attracting me, you know, the future that I've created. We've talked about that door 5, what that looks like for people.
And the future visioning exercise.
And the future visioning exercise.
That's a great exercise.
And what that looks like. And who are you behind door 5? And can you use that energy to pull you forward into what you want, to attract that?
That's why it's important to really, you know, heal the past. But it's really important to get to know that future self. Again, form a relationship. Good morning, future relationship. You know, future.
Yeah.
My future, you know, and because it impacts the everything you do today.
I mean,
it impacts every single thing you do today, that future.
If you knew, I mean, we had a client that was writing a cookbook, and, you know, she knew that she was going to get the cookbook done, and she did it at a schedule.
Yes.
I'm so proud of her.
Yeah, I'm proud of her, too.
And what was great about it is that during the times when things weren't flowing, she still had this vision of this future self, and it made every day and moment better.
Brighter. Everything.
And brighter because the future self looked great.
I want to give a quick shout-out to Kim. Hi, Kim and Janet. She's on our chat room.
Oh, thank you.
On the bright side.
And
yes, we don't know who the guest is, but happy
And
happy
please,
day.
Marcus has a friend. We love to have friends.
Yes.
We feel abundant.
Can I do the prosperity guru thing?
Yes, go for it.
Really cool. Sign up at prosperitypostcards.com. We love the fact that we can do it for you.
Yep. And everyone, just have a blessed day. And I see in our community right now growing and just feeling better and better every day.
And then attracting better and better every day.
Okay.
There's so much to learn about the law of attraction, so many little intricacies and subtleties, but, oh, they make your life so much better.
Yes, it does.
See you tomorrow, guys.
Have a great day,
Bye.
Everyone. Bye-bye.